This is Insight Live on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruriak. Rio Americano High School in Sacramento has a long history of winning awards for its jazz music programs. Students have competed in local, regional, and national competitions. They have won awards, accolades at all levels, and Rio grads have gone on to great success as performers, educators, and a variety of key players in the music industry. But all that said, this year has been amazing, and it's culminated in Downbeat Magazine just naming Rio Best High School Jazz Band in the U.S. The AM Jazz Ensemble won the National Performing with Mincer competition and took second place overall at the Monterey Next Generation Festival. So let's listen to a bit of the music. Americano's award-winning AM Jazz Ensemble, but that's only part of the success this year. Josh Murray, director of the jazz program since 1998, is in the studio. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations on
Thanks.
This amazing year. Also here, Claire Parker, a trombone player heading for UCLA next year.
Oh.
Hi, Claire. Glad to have you here. Toby Keys is a pianist, chosen Pacific Jazz Ambassador, and traveling the world for the next 3 years, performing and working on his education. Hi, Toby.
Hello.
You have a tall order ahead of you.
Yes, I do.
So, Mr. Murray,
yes.
Have you ever had a year like this in the jazz program?
Well, in terms of the kind of music that is produced, yes. The kids tend to be great every year, but with the accolades and the awards that they've won, we've never had one quite like this before.
So what's different? What's, if there's a magic ingredient, what do you think it is?
You know, particularly with this year's AM Jazz Ensemble, I had the hardest working group of kids I've ever had. And I think that really is the difference, because the talent seems to always be there, but these kids really got along well. They really cared for each other and for the music, and they just worked their tails off.
I should probably ask you both the same question. What was it about this year or the last couple years together that was really magical? Toby?
I think just we're all kind of friends, and we like working together, and we all have very similar interests musically. So that helped in rehearsal, and that helped just outside of rehearsal, hanging out and just becoming really comfortable with each other so that we could be comfortable.
How many
in the band.
Is we all? How many are in the jazz ensemble?
Oh my gosh, like
22.
21, 22, yeah.
22.
Okay, but then there's a different PM jazz ensemble.
That's
as well.
A second group, and they also were chosen this year for the Swing Central Festival in Savannah, Georgia, and as a second band, that was really a big deal and
yeah.
great accomplishment.
And they
for
performed
them.
In April as well.
They sure did.
Right? All right, Claire, what do you think? What is it about the group, the musicians, the work ethic?
I think we were all a lot better friends with each other this year, and also we all really put our minds to going to the Essentially Ellington Festival. And working that hard for that festival, everything else just kind of fell into place. So it really helped to have something big to work towards. And then we just got rewarded for that along the way.
When did you start playing trombone?
In fourth grade. So it's been about 8 or 9 years.
That's not that uncommon, is it? Fourth grade is...
Most kids tend to start around fifth or sixth.
Often.
Claire got an early start.
Okay. Toby, what about piano lessons?
I believe it was middle or end of third grade. So
okay.
About the same time. Yeah.
Music in your families? What was the atmosphere?
My dad used to play drums. He still cracks them out every now and then. And my mom was in a lot of choirs as a teenager and college student, I think. Yeah.
Claire?
My parents were both in their middle school and high school bands, but nothing much after that.
How important a factor is that, music at home in some way?
Well, I think really the most important thing is just support for it and support for the arts and creativity amongst kids. It doesn't matter if parents are musicians. You know, the kids can do it. My parents weren't musicians. and worked out okay for me.
And you're still playing, too.
I'm still playing,
Talk about the group that you're performing in.
I play with, some freelance work, and then every month with the Ron Cunha Jazz Band and also the Sacramento Jazz Orchestra.
So Rio's Jazz Band will perform a free concert open to the public tomorrow night, 7 p.m.
At Rio.
In the Performing Arts
That's
Center.
Right.
Let's listen to a little more from the AM Jazz Ensemble. This is from a concert recorded in January. Blues to Be There by Duke Ellington and Billy Strayhorn, and that was Toby Keys on the piano.
Not just me, actually. That was a four-handed duet between myself and my colleague, Jake Nalingen. We share the piano spot in the AM Ensemble.
What is this plan for the next 3 years? The touring, playing, still completing your education?
Right. So I'm getting a three-year degree at the University of Pacific in Jazz Studies, majoring in piano performance. And what it is a quintet, formerly known as the Brubeck Institute Fellows or Fellowship,
right.
And now it's known as the Pacific Jazz Ambassadors.
Okay.
And so I guess there's a focus on world music, intertwining different genres with jazz, and then we're going to be traveling to, I guess, experience those genres in real life.
Has anybody said that it's the perfect stage name to be the pianist and be named Toby Keys?
So many people every day.
Of course.
And Toby's being very modest also. This is a really quite an honor for him to receive this. They take one piano player every 3 years.
Wow.
And he's the guy.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
So that must have been a tough audition. How about auditioning for this program? Claire, do you remember auditioning for Rio?
For Rio, I remember I expected to be in the lower freshman band, but Mr. Murray asked me to audition for AM, the top band that I'm in now. And I was really excited because he needed more trombonists, and I got the opportunity to play with the older high school students. So it was really cool to have the experience to play in it all 4 years.
And then you had to audition to get into UCLA?
Yeah.
And that was the scary one.
That was definitely scary because we had the Kiwanis Jazz Festival Thursday night. I had to fly down very early in the morning on Friday for my audition and then fly back that night because we had the Folsom Jazz Festival the next day on Saturday. So it was really busy, but it went pretty well. So,
in the jazz world, women who are trombonists are still not hugely popular, but how is it at the high school level? Is Claire typical or still unusual?
You know, it's different from year to year. One of my big pushes is to try to get more girls involved in jazz. I don't care what instrument they play. I just want them to play. Having people like Claire goes a long way to making that happen because she's a wonderful ambassador for the music and just a really great musician. So I would say it's coming along. Trombone, it tends to be close to half and half sometimes between girls and boys.
Okay, we don't have much time. Quick questions, quick answers here. How tough has it been to balance music and school, your studies? Claire?
I find that it's not that bad.
I mean, Toby?
Yeah.
Oh, I totally dropped calculus.
Calculus was a mistake to continue, but...
Absolutely.
Okay, and last quick question for you. How do you motivate a student? How do you get them to want to work at this level?
Well, I think the music is its own motivation if you create the right environment for it. And that's what we're trying to do.
Congratulations to both of you.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Once you roll back into town, come and update us on your success and your music careers, okay?
Definitely.
We will.
Lots of good luck. Mr. Murray, congratulations.
Thank you very
once
much.
Again.
Thanks.
Enjoy it all. And you can hear the bands tomorrow night at Rio Americano High School in Sacramento, 7 o'clock. It's a free performance. It's open to the public. It will be an evening well spent, I promise. There's more information at capradio.org/insight. And that's Insight for today. I'm Beth Ruyak. Our producers are Cody Drabble and Kate Gonzalez. Our senior producer is Helen Barrington. Our technical director is Mark Jones. Our engineer today, Antonio Munoz. Insight's executive producer is Joe Barr. Thanks again, guys. We're back with another live show tomorrow.